Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We are celebrating today, October 5th, is the 20th anniversary of Walk to School Day. Cass County Extension is excited to be joining this event. We hope you'll join us this morning as we celebrate Walk to School Day. Cass County Extension will be one of five start sites for the Walk to School walking school buses this morning. We will start here at the Community Center at 7:15 this morning. Join us anytime before 7:30 when we start walking. We will be walking straight up 10th Street and all the way up to the middle school and on to Washington. You're welcome to join us anywhere along that route and join the walking school bus. These are one of five locations. There will also be starting sites at Sycamore Village, Catholic Parish Center, 14th and Redwood, and Pellet Park at 18th and Sycamore. The walking bus driver volunteers will be there at 7:15, and students are welcome to join anytime before 7:30 when we will head out for the schools. All those who walk with us will get a fun little prize. Join us tomorrow morning for Walk to School. Also going on this week, one of my favorite weeks every year, we're celebrating National 4-H Week. Hopefully you've seen a little bit of extra green popping up around the county as our local 4-H clubs, members, volunteers, and other supporters wear their 4-H pride this week. You'll see many local businesses decorated with 4-H themes in the window, 4-H members wearing their shirts to school, and other activities throughout the week. If you are interested in enrolling in 4-H, it is a program for all youth. It, of course, did start as an agriculturally based program, but there is no longer an agricultural focus to the 4-H program, and anyone, regardless of where they live, as long as you're in kindergarten through 12th grade, are eligible to join 4-H. Our kindergarten through third graders join a program called Clover Kids, where they get hands-on experience having fun with friends and doing age-appropriate activities and learning basic skills. Our fourth through 12th graders can belong to our community clubs. Community clubs do activities throughout the year pertaining to leadership, citizenship, and communication skills. They also participate in countywide events such as 4-H Mardi Gras County Convention, a club volleyball tournament, and of course all 4-H members and Clover Kids are welcome to participate in the Cass County Fair as exhibitors. 4-H has expanded from its agricultural roots to offer more than 30 different project or interest areas for youth to learn, grow, and excel in, including science, technology, math, outdoor adventures, photography, food and nutrition, pets, citizenship, arts, communication, healthy living, personal development, and so many more. If you're interested in joining 4-H, now's the time. We're now enrolling for the current 4-H year. 4-H year runs from September through the following August, and we end our year with fair at the end of July to wrap up and show what the youth have learned throughout the year. If you would like to join 4-H, we encourage you to visit the Cass County Extension website, stop by our office, or give us a call to learn more about a 4-H club or program that may be right for you. Of course, you can also be involved in 4-H programs throughout the year with some of our summer day camps, winter camps, after-school programs, and many other programs. Also this week, our October Science of Parenting topic, making technology family-friendly. As more adults and children want or already have cell phones, tablets, and other mobile devices, families begin to wonder how much technology is too much, or on the other side, how much is not enough in order to enable students to keep up with the rapidly changing pace of technology. This is a decision every parent needs to make on their own based on their children's abilities, skills, and level of readiness. According to our October Science of Parenting bloggers, our ISU Extension and Outreach family specialists talk about these things during our Science of Parenting podcast for the month of October. Technology devices, of course, are useful and fun. They give us a direct connection to all kinds of information, games and entertainment, as well as a vital lifeline for communicating with family and friends. And when used properly, technology can provide opportunities for learning. According to the National Education Association, in order for today's students to compete globally, they need 21st century skills such as being able to communicate, create, collaborate, and think critically. Technology can be used to help kids and parents build these skills. However, screen time can get out of control at any age. Technology does have the potential to help us if we are disciplined enough to know when to use it and when to put it down and interact with the people around us. And of course, parents should have the final say in what and how much technology comes into your home. This month, our Science of Parenting bloggers discuss how technology can be family-friendly, supporting the positive use of social media with family members, and how to set boundaries for a healthy balance of technology and face-to-face interaction. You can, as always, join scienceofparenting.org, learn tips on the blog, watch our podcast, as well as joining in the conversation, sharing your thoughts and experiences. For more information on upcoming programs, give us a call, 712-243-1132. Find us online anytime, stop by the Extension office, or follow us on Facebook. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.